case you didn't know, so.
What's good? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614.
What's poppin'? It's your season 5 guest host 232.
And we are
the New York Dolls!
And today in the studio we have a longtime friend with us. We got
OMG, it's Tease! Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Our
dose dancer.
Dance girl. A dance girl.
It's the dose girl.
It's the dose girl.
I love it. So, welcome to our very vulnerable season 5, where we will be traveling deeper into the New York Dose tunnels than we ever have before. By the end of the season, we will have composed an entire audiobook called The New York Dose's Higher Vibration Handbook of How-To's. Mm. Today's how-to is going with the flow.
Yes, going with the flow indeed today. We are going to travel deeper into this chapter of How-To's Handbook later, but in typical New York Dose fashion, we have to get through the brilliance, the spirituality, and the idiocy of our show. So I'm first.
Yes, and you're first in our first segment, which is Empire State of Mind. And this is where we showcase our transparency. During this segment, we'll be examining our highs since we last met, because y'all know we loves to get high, as well as our lows, because if we can get high together, we can get low together too. Yes.
All right. So, Addie, what's your overall mood right now?
Annoyed with DJ SJ614.
I don't give a fuck.
Why are you pushing it? I thought you said it. Let me tell you.
It's loud, but if it's only one of us talking, then just take
it. But you're putting, guys, I'm sorry if your ears get blasted because of DJ SJ.
You haven't engineered in a minute. Okay, I know what they're hearing and what it sounds like. Thank you. You don't worry about their ears, I do.
Anyway, back to my session.
Right. So you're annoyed.
I'm annoyed.
With Mr. Derricka here.
You know, we're here. I'm annoyed. I'm on one. Well, when I filled this out, I was on one because I was like doing like 50 billion things at once, and then I was getting all this information at once. So yeah, but now I'm annoyed. I wish you guys could see my eyes and who they're going to. Do you feel them in the back of your neck? Right. No, but you know, not really annoyed, but you know, just like that type of annoyed where you're just like, don't talk to me.
No, I fully understand.
But overall, good, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
You know, striving and thriving.
Striving and thriving. All right. So, what are the highs since the last time we met? You know what I'm saying? What has you on the up and up?
The up and up. Well, actually, today I completed my first day with my virtual hosting gig that I told you guys last week. So that actually, you know, uplifted me because I was like, wow. I kind of felt proud of myself because there was so many last minute changes and I was able to like pull it through.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of a high.
That's good.
Yes.
What made you smile this week?
Not enough smiles. Tell you after when we get into the low, the next one.
Of course.
You saw, heard how the tone went down?
Yeah, I did. All right, so I guess we're gonna dive into that.
Yes.
So what's the lows from the last time we met?
I just want to say that a lot can happen in a fucking week. Like, like 1 week you can be in a whole different space and the mood could be in a whole different way. And the next week it could literally be the other opposite, mm-hmm. or just like life changes too. I mean, anything can happen within 24 hours.
But
I had to let go of something I didn't really want to let go, but I had to for the beneficialness. Is that a word?
Beneficialness?
For your benefit?
For my benefit, for the other person's benefit.
For everybody's benefit.
For everybody's benefit, I guess.
Word.
One of those, you know?
Yeah. I definitely understand that shit.
So that really was a low because I was off of a high the week before, and then it went like straight.
I'm literally.
It was like
so you got the roller coaster.
A 360, like a 180, whatever the fuck. So it was one of those. But last week I also talked about the anxiety that I got, and it's from the same situation. And I must say, I hate to admit it, but the anxiety calmed down.
After I decided
that, okay, like, it's time to let it go, you know, at least for now, you know, or whatever the case may be.
I would say that means that's the right decision.
I know, and that's what makes it makes me feel lower.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you know.
I get it.
Like, you're like, okay, universe, you got it. But it's like, no. So, yeah, that was that. Yeah.
All right. Word. All right. Have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
I think I'm just always going to say never wrongs, just always lessons.
That's a good way to look at shit. Mm-hmm. How have you been coping with your lows as of late?
So, actually, this week, I did smoke, but I wasn't really coping with smoking. I was just smoking to smoke, like, you know?
Yeah.
But I didn't journal this week. How have I been coping is actually trying to stay busy and, like, just refocusing on, like, I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, and just refocusing on just, like, okay, myself and, like, New York Dose and, like, just other things. Yeah. So, yeah.
I wouldn't really say if it's a good thing.
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Right, because it's just like, gotta keep on keeping on.
Life don't stop.
Exactly.
What would you say your biggest challenge is right now?
Still accepting that decision. Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to get into the miracle question. If all of your problems were wiped away right now, how do you feel? How much fun are you having?
I would... I'm just imagining myself like on a beach, just like, you know, with my man. You know, there's like a meme I saw, and it was just like me and your son, and it was like a girl, like they were in the beach, and she's like just sitting on top of him, and it just looks like a vibe. I can see that, or even with or without a man, but yeah, just like in the beach, just like laying down in the water, just letting that shit hit me.
Facts. I feel that shit. Hey, the beach is always a good place to be.
Yes.
What difference would you be making in the world?
What difference? I will be sharing the power of self-love. Yes.
Yes. Yes, self-love.
Yeah, everybody, so we're gonna get into you.
Too? I guess we're going to get into me.
We're going to get into you, too?
Yeah,
get it?
Yeah. Hey. All right. All right. You about to have a rap career over here.
All right, too. So how is your overall mood right now?
Right now, I'm happy. This is probably like my most stable point today. Everything's been confuzzled. All types of
confusion. It's been a day. Recording, we were all talking about today, guys, and it's been one of those days. That's why I feel like the perfect how-to of how to go with the flow has been
definitely today because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Highs from the last time we met.
I've just really been trying to like enjoy every day no matter what, feel me? Like, there's really not been any type of specific moments that's, like, higher than another over this last week.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of been going through the motions, getting shit done. If I get a goal done, then it's a good day, you feel me? If I don't, then it's a good day still. So, yeah,
yes.
That's how I've been operating.
Going with the flow.
Yeah, that's really how I've been operating.
All right. What energized you, made you feel a beat, who made you smile?
A woman made me smile.
Yes, that's a woman.
Sweet, you know what I'm saying? Love that.
Yes. I love to hear it.
Energized me, made me feel a beat. Honestly, I kind of enjoyed like being back at work. That was like pretty cool. And everybody was like, oh, you're like really energetic. And I'm just like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be here. I think it's because I know I'm making money. But you know, that's not a bad thing.
Right. I love when you have those energetic spurts. Because, you know, you're a very chill, calm person. Chill. So it's like, I know, I was like, oh, Tu is having a great day today. Not that you're not having a great day when you're calm, but you know, like,
you mean,
it really shines. And that's beautiful. Any lows from the last time we met? What brought you down and made you feel sad this week?
Not really lows, I would say. Just more so accepting a lot of facts of my life, or like current facts of my life, you know? And like that honesty that we were talking about last week with mm-hmm. self and shit. So it hasn't really been a lot of lows. It's just kind of like analyzing self, and it's just like, all right, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You gotta start doing some other shit.
Right.
But that's really been it. It's not really a low. It's kind of like a neutral point, I guess. So yeah,
love
ain't
it.
Been too much going on.
All right. Have there been any wrongs done to you this week?
No, thank God. Everybody been keeping shit cool. I wanted
love
to
stay hear
that
it. So you been coping with anything else, or how have you just been coping
today? I've been coping with this damn confused ass energy of mine through music. It's like the only thing that's been keeping me leveled.
Level.
I'm like losing.
What
shit
you were listening to that kept you level?
Man, it's really been like three different songs. I just been putting in rotation. It's like an old ass Capella Gray song. Who else?
Because I need it when I need to be leveled. I mean, I listen to my Sade when I need to be like.
Well, that's a good
zen out mommy. Yes.
For sure. But it's just been like a lot of R&B music. You know, I'll be listening to the R&B and shit. And R&B.
Yeah, R&B gang.
Facts.
Beautiful. How would you define your biggest challenge you're facing right now?
I'm really like in this conflicted space financially between like saving money OD and then also like having fun with my shit because I'm gonna make more, because that's what I'm gonna always do is make more money. So I'm just like fighting with that. It's like you gotta find a healthy
balance,
medium, you know what I'm saying? So that's my biggest challenge right now.
All right, and you will find that. You will find that. Okay, the miracle question. Miracle wiped away all your problems. How you feeling? How much fun you're having? And what difference are you making in the world?
You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling A1, no steak sauce, because I actually don't even like that shit.
Yeah, me either.
Gucci.
Barbecue all day.
Facts. But yeah, now I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? I'm having the most fun that a nigga could have. And as far as like, did we say the differences?
Oh,
we
yeah.
We get there yet.
Now.
All right, fuck it. We're going to get to it now.
Yeah, that's the last one. That's the next one.
All right, best.
What
so,
difference
like,
are you making in the world?
What difference when you make in the world? I would say that I would be putting on like a lot of artists, or just like creating opportunities for artists, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To just showcase themselves more. You feel me? I would pour a lot into art.
Yes.
I feel like.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Okay.
Get it, got it, good. All right, we're going to get into Teeth.
Teeth.
I know you're just jumping right in.
Jumping right in.
Into this.
That's how we do it.
Is your overall mood right now?
In this moment, it is just like an overwhelming sense of exhaustion. So physically exhausted, mentally drained, emotionally done, honestly.
I feel that. Any highs from the last time we met? It's been a while since
I was gonna say
we've
how,
seen you. I mean, I don't know about Derek.
Yeah. No, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. When was the last time?
Was
that
it the photo shoot?
Yes.
All of us.
So that entire experience in itself was a major high. I just remembered like, so what we're speaking about, for those of you listening, is about putting the photo shoot together for the New York Dose merch. Get your merch.
Cop
that merch.
You were the creative director.
Yes, I was. So thank you to both of you for having me as a part of the team. I felt such a sense of groundedness and center, and really felt like I was like living in my purpose. I feel like our end goal, like the destination is always the same, but I feel like along the way you realize you have these different talents and skills, and I always thought of myself as being like a creative in the dance realm. And so realizing that my vision has expanded and I can visualize like what a concept is going to be for something. Mm-hmm. And that was really exciting. And then just getting to feel as though everybody that was a part of that project just had nothing but love and respect and was so like ready to, I wouldn't even say ready to bring, but they literally, everyone arrived as the best version of themselves. Like it was the smoothest project I have ever been a part of. And I'm getting like, it literally talking about this and reminiscing on how that felt in my body is like lifting my spirit and giving me energy. Cause 2 seconds ago, I just said, I'm unplugged. And then I like think about, literally, I don't know, I just am in a different space overall, but I can literally feel that in my body. And I'm just like, that, more of that.
No, that day was really, like, I feel like we were all, like, present.
We were, like, present.
Like, we were in it.
I felt like
we were. But we were still having fun. And it was, like, everything was being rushed. But it was, like, it wasn't frantic rush. It was, like, I don't know. It just ran.
It didn't. Yeah. Like, I feel like we were on this strict, you know, here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we were on this like strict, we had a strict time window, right? And under any other circumstances with any other group of people, it was the perfect recipe for disaster and chaos. And it wasn't. And like, it was like we got 30 minutes and then everyone just became this super hero and they're like, pow, 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 hitting pose. Them. And it was like, next person.
You made me feel sexy as shit.
Yeah.
And then Charles just caught everything so perfectly. Mm-hmm. It was just like,
you know what's interesting about that is like, I feel like this is why like conversations are so important, because for those of you that don't know too, like in person, he is so great at not being as outwardly expressive as I am. Like if I, whatever it is that I'm thinking, my face says that shit and I own it and I run with it and I'm like, whatever, like there's no secrets here. But I, if you didn't say that, I would have never known that. So thank you.
Of course.
No, yes, I love it. I love it. Who made you smile? This week.
That's a great question. I want to say myself.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
I made myself. I know. I was like, is that a little narcissistic? Probably, no. But whatever. I feel like I made myself smile and it came as a result of like refocusing my mind and my energy. It has been a little bit of a heavier period for me. So just really tapping into each person's ability to do just that. Like I can make myself smile, whether that's putting on a song, whether that's thinking about something that makes me happy, whether that's rereading a text message that makes me laugh every time. Like I made myself smile.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Any lows from the last time we met? What brought you down / made you feel sad this week?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like you said earlier, I'm going through a similar situation. I had been dating someone for 8 months
mm-hmm.
and we're just coming out of like my birthday season. And so like even like leading up to that, I like went on a trip and like he has been so consistent. And then I ended up doing like this small dinner, like a very intimate dinner. It was like 5 people
mm-hmm.
and he was one of them. And I remember like, usually I get anxiety with like a romantic partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like a terrible habit, but there was something about him that it was just the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Like such tranquility, like I really felt like I have found someone that was like a good match for me because we had such a strong like friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have known that something was off because I had nerves that whole night. And I kept trying to like be like, girl, what's wrong with you? And like brush it off. But like in my gut, I was like, something is fucking off. Like, but I just kept throwing those shots of tequila back. Like, it's going to be okay.
It's nothing. I'm just nervous because it's my birthday.
And then literally like from that night, it just exploded. But it was exactly like your situation. It was a 180, and I'm just proud of myself, like even though I'm still processing that and I'm mm-hmm. allowing myself to feel this roller coaster ride of emotions,
right,
I realize that, like, throughout my life, I give people power. And I give people mm-hmm. power by feeling as though they have to give me closure. And finally, I just got to a point where I'm like, if you don't want to entertain a conversation and you don't want to give me clarity and you don't want to communicate the same way that we have the entire time that we've been in each other's lives, number one, you don't respect me. And I have a zero tolerance for disrespect in any form. So that was all the closure that I needed. Like, I opened up the floor for you. You didn't say anything, and I had to take that as the answer. So that's been a low. As much as I've been battling with not wanting it to be a low.
Right.
Because I feel like I am such a believer of every door that closes, another one opens. And thank you for showing me early on that you're not the person or partner for, you're not who I believed you were for 8 months. And then I'm like,
early on, that's kind of, I'm like, almost a year. It's pretty early on. No, it is pretty early on, but you know, dating culture now, like, it's kind of long.
So I guess when I say early on, it's like early on because I have a history of being in very long term relationships.
All right. So your lows, have there any, I think you hit the nose on, like, have there any wrongs been done to you this week, I guess.
But I wouldn't even categorize it as a wrong. Like, if you're looking at the bigger picture, did it feel like it was a wrong in the heat of the moment? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, you did me right because you've let me go. And now I can work towards getting right back into, like, my center. You know what I mean? Like, and learning, like, not to outsource that sense of completion or happiness at all, and being able to snap back into that and not feel distraught, I feel like is a huge victory. Like, it's not like I'm like, oh my God, like, now I need to feel this. I'm fine. I was fine before you came into my life, and I'm going to continue to be fine.
A word.
Okay. Okay. Coping. How have you been coping?
I've been crying.
Crying
a lot. Is good. Yeah. I've been crying so much.
It's a release.
I have a therapist as well, and I cry a lot with her. So there's a lot of, like, been coping through tears and genuine conversation and grace with myself, and just repeating that cycle. Sprinkle a little bit of, like, good music and candles and ambiance. I just be setting the mood for myself in the crib.
That shit works.
The incense with the. Your roll joint, the vibes in the back, that should be a vibe.
That shit works. It's all like aromatherapy and sound therapy, color therapy.
Yes.
That shit is all,
But it's I think the biggest one for me has been crying. And I think that it's huge for me to even admit that. Like, I come from the space of just, like, not even saying that. And literally, like, every day something has made me cry. And I'm like, it's not my fucking period. I'm not pregnant. I'm just sad. Like, hello.
Do you watch yourself cry? Because sometimes I do.
What kind of dramatic ass shit is that, bro?
You know, we're water signs.
Yo, nah.
Oh, y'all never watched yourself cry?
I have.
Okay.
I haven't been doing it this week, but I have, like, not so much like watching myself cry, but I just, like, look at myself in the mirror afterwards, and I'm like, you're a little bit of a hot mess, but that shit kind of cute though. Like, my lips get a little puffy. It's the right amount of red. I'm like, some people like tomatoes. What's up?
No, I just do that sometimes because I could be like, ooh, if I'm in a scene, you know, like, how would I look? Like, so.
Yeah, but I can't like make myself fake cry though. So I wouldn't. If I ever look at myself, it's still, I gotta get myself to stop.
You can't go to a moment where you felt like distraught and it makes you cry. I can.
Because she's a water sign.
I could bring myself
to the moment and, like, feel the feelings, but
not cry.
I don't think it would move me to cry unless I was just, like, dolo thinking about it.
Losa said no, just me. Okay.
Nah, that's good though. Shit.
How would you define your biggest challenge you're facing right now?
I think my biggest challenge is truly giving myself grace, right? Because there's this part of, like, your logical existence. And I feel like I am an old soul. Like, I understand things far beyond the amount of years that I've been here, But it's one thing to say that, right? That shit sounds good. Like, mm-hmm. give yourself grace. But it's challenging to actually sit down with yourself and give yourself the grace to say, it wasn't a mistake. I don't regret this.
I wasn't dumb. I wasn't naive. I wasn't,
exactly. Like, all the things that you tell yourself, like, I should have seen it. Like, I'm stupid. I should have never. No, like, yeah. I enjoyed every moment of it. I'm at peace with every conscious decision I made. And it was the first time since my last serious relationship that I allowed myself to really feel. Mm. And so if I learned anything, it's that my heart is open. And even if that means that it's just for myself, I'm fine with that. And I've never been there for myself. So
I love that for you.
Thank you.
And I take that too. I feel that too. The miracle question, everything gets wiped away. How do you feel? How much fun you're having? And what difference you're making in the world?
If everything was wiped away, I feel like it feels like the best laugh that I've ever had. Like, one of my favorite things to do in life is just like laugh. And if it brings me to tears, if I'm like gripping onto the floor, that is when I feel like that's nirvana for me. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, when you're with somebody and y'all are just like gasping for air, and then you stop and you look at each other and you start all over again. That is when I'm the happiest. So if everything were to just be cleared off of this slate, that's what it would feel like. The difference that I am making, I would hope that I am remembered as a source of encouragement, being able to use all of my experiences and to help other people if they're open to it. If there's something that I could say that can remind another person that they are brilliant, that they are light, that mm-hmm. they are exceptional, that they deserve to be here, mm-hmm. then I've done my job. And if I am blessed to do it in a creative capacity, then I could just die on the spot.
I'm like, all right.
Why this face, though?
Yeah.
Two, can you do mine? I don't want Addie guiding me through my journey.
Oh my god. This nigga,
this
nigga is so, why are you so catty?
You know, I used to be a cat in my past life.
All right, mister, I used to be a cat. You was pussy, my boy. Nah.
I mean, hey. No, it is what you was eating. Come on now.
Oh my god.
Once upon a time.
Definitely once upon a time, because not this time, my boy.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. So, DJ.
Mr. Yes.
How is your overall mood right now?
My overall mood right now, I feel very whelm. I just also feel very giddy.
Not turn your back towards the
room.
Sorry.
Yes, I feel very whelm, very giddy. I also feel very dollar signs. Like, my mood is just dollar signs. And yeah, that's how I feel right now.
Sorry, what the fuck is whelm?
Oh,
we've
that's when
it. You're. We've been through this.
Yeah, we have. You know, it's when you're not overwhelmed or underwhelmed. You're just whelmed. You're right there in
you
the middle.
You sound like me talking about my holiday party at work. I said, I don't want to be overdressed. I don't want to be underdressed. I just want to show up dressed.
You just want to be dressed, period. And that's exactly what whelm is. Put you're just dressing. Whelmed. You're that's just it. Whelmed.
All right, man. Mr. Whelmed.
Yes.
The highs from the last time we met, what energized you and made you feel upbeat?
Absolutely myself. Absolutely myself. 2000%. I have been in a focus hole since the last time that we all met, and I have just been smashing tasks like nobody's motherfucking business. And I've been twerking while I've been doing it, and it's been epic. Like, I just be at home to, oh yeah, like this one.
I'll be a little nice now. You know, Derek gives me great advice, and like, we always talk about New York Dose, but it's funny how we always go like personal, then New York Dose, personal, New York Dose. So I sent him this whole thing like, what do I say? What do I do? Like, I can't deal with this again. And then he writes this whole thing, this whole essay, and I loved it. And then he was like, and I just twerked after that. He was like, imagine if all like therapists just did that, just twerk after giving great advice. I was like, that'll be great.
Yo, deadass, I gave her like a whole dissertation and I was just like twerking the whole time. I was just like, in my room fucking twerking right after it. I was just like, yo, I'm just fucking everything up. And then I was like, all right, I gotta go on to my next task. Right. And then I proceeded on. But yeah, like I've been really fucking on it this last week, and I'm excited to keep going. Work has also energized me. I'm back on multiple schedules. I know, like, I know since the last time we met, niggas was like, he not on no schedules. And then niggas was like, oh, they go next week is going to fix that shit. And what happened this week? I'm here saying that shit is fixed, because I'm on every motherfucking schedule possible right now. I'm on 5 motherfucking schedules, and I got 6 and number 7 coming. So dollar signs, bitches. Cash money, 20 motherfucking 22. I'm not playing no motherfucking games. All right. So that will also energize me this week was dollars. Okay, dollars. That's it. I'm gonna keep fucking throwing that shit out there. Yes, they do. We in a capitalist motherfucking society. It sucks. All right, it sucks, but we here. And now I'm gonna just bend that motherfucker over and I'm gonna fuck it. All right, Derek has entered the motherfucking chat. Derek has entered the chat. It's Gish Money. All right,
turn the chat.
Also, I was getting some freaky ass text messages this week, and that shit energized me, because, you know, I just love seeing a good dick in my text messages. You know what I'm saying? Like, I must admit, I didn't really realize it until this week, because two of them hit my way. Not twos. Yo, Tisa.
Hey, yo. I was like,
yo.
I mean, you know, it's
the point in my life.
I was gonna say it's public knowledge, it the OnlyFans era, but you know, we're not talking about that. Yeah, I did get two good dicks in the text messages, and I was just like, dicks make me happy. They do. No, they do.
Who would have guessed?
They do.
That's why I know, like, I'm like straight, because I really love dick. That's all.
You heard it here first.
So that energized me. Also, I saw, so like, a lot of you know this by now, but I basically saw one of my first best friends, RJ, who lives across the street from me.
Yes,
but because he lives across the street from me, we never see each other, whether it's just like schedule wise or just because I think that he's so accessible that I don't access him at all. Is really what it is. Like, that's, you know what I mean? So yeah, I finally went over there and we caught up. We had a little tequila night and we was just drinking and talking and chatting and just like did that whole thing. So that was like really great. Also, I have this group chat called The Bus that's me, Jaleesa, and Deji, and it's just like nothing but spirit talk. And that this past week has just been crazy. Wow, has just been crazy. And like, just like the fucking things have just been lining up, like everything is fucking happening, and I'm so excited for it. And then also Tease and I, we finally had a convo this week and was able to catch up, and that was just like another thing on top of the spirit chats, and you know what I mean, like the bitches is shouting. And yeah,
all right, and yeah, that concludes. So who made you smile this week, man?
Dollars. Dollars made me smile. Shout out to Dollars.
Yes.
T's popping up today definitely made me smile. Thank you very much. You know, and you know, she mentioned off air. She was like, wait, what did you say? You was like, well, I wanted the exact phrasing. When you was like, when you got to pop up on your bitch, because
because they just,
you know,
are busy and amazing and just have, so, yeah, you gotta,
and everybody's busy, but like, yeah. I love, like, when we can make it work, we can make it work. And then also Brooklyn's been making me smile this week. Like, I keep low-key feeling like Brooklyn used to be an emotional support cat, because he's so like, I just will not get over this over affectionate thing, but like he's been doing this thing now where he's been like cuddling with me very like purposefully, and I'm just like, I don't need this, but I appreciate it. I do. Well, yeah, right. He is also marking me and doing all these other things. But, you know, I know it's love. I know it's love.
You know that Brooklyn is your cat now, bro.
I know, right. Yeah, like, that part too. Happy,
but when Brooklyn is-
Oh, when he's gone, you'll probably be upset at how happy I'll be.
All right. So, have you had any lows from the last time we met, man?
Not any new lows from the last time that we met, but... Oh, actually, yeah. But just... I'm still going through the car shit. Yeah. I did today. Today I was over it. So I did go. My ordeal from today was that I was on hold a lot because I called up the auto shop and I was like, okay, look, y'all know I like to make, y'all know I like to obtain my clarity and I like things to make sense. So my car has been in the shop for 3 weeks now. Nigga sent me an update via text message 2 days ago and was like, hi, just to give you an update, the parts that we ordered for your car will be arriving here on the 13th. I said, and you know, I tried to compute. I was like, okay, my car's been there for 3 weeks already. The parts are not coming until the 13th. What have y'all been doing? So I proceeded to give them a call. They proceeded to give me the runaround, touche. And I proceeded to be very persistent and I caught them today. And, you know, and it was a lot because, like, I'm a very patient person, but my patience shifts in very specific aspects, you know, with very specific people. And in instances like these, it tends to wane very quickly. So, like, there were moments when I was, like, on hold and I would, like, wait for, like, 11 minutes on hold and I would get to the person and then the phone line would click. And then I would have to like repeat that process all over again. So that happened to me about like 3 times. And I was very pleasant with like the operator that was actually transferring me. And by the time it got to the 3rd time, I was like, hey girl, it's me again. So here's what I need to not happen again. And then I told her what's been happening to me. And she was like, oh no. And I was like, oh yeah. And I was like, so I need you to actually get up and take my call over to who I'm trying to reach. And she was like, yeah, but I'm not supposed to get up from the thing. And I was like, you gotta help me help you help me. I was like, because I can get very irate and I'm trying to hold it back right now because I know it's not your fault. And she was like, no, I appreciate that. She was like, people have been angry all day today. And I was like, girl, I'm sure the service here is awful, but here we are. So then she just started laughing. And then she was like, all right, I'm gonna see what I can do to you. Hold on. So then she put me on hold again. And I waited about 5 minutes. And then she was like, okay, I promise that the person that you're looking for is there and available. I'm gonna transfer you over, okay? And I was like, all right, girl. I was like, but if anything happens, I'm pulling up. And then she was like, oh no. And I was like, oh yes. So then we both kind of just like laughed about that. And then she transferred me over and I made it through, you know, finally. And I spoke to who I needed to speak to. And I was like, I gotta pick up my car today. I was like, from what you sent me, it does not make sense for my car to still be there. I was like, I can just bring it back to you on the 13th. And he was like, I really don't advise that. It's really not safe to drive right now. And then I was like, yeah, I've been telling y'all that for months when y'all gave me this appointment some later on in the year. And I was like, have y'all started working on it yet? I was like, is there anything different that you did to it that I cannot take it out, or is it the same way that I took it in? And he was like, we didn't do anything to it. And I was like, well, I've been driving it like that for months, I'll just come and take it. So I did that, and I did that right before coming here, so I have that so I could dart on over and just like get some shit done because I've been so fucking bound. But it feels very weird. I actually don't trust it. Yeah, it's very weird.
Wait, didn't we have a full conversation about that? Oh my God.
Yeah, but I love your Insta stories of you walking.
That's coming up next. And then, yeah, other than that, the only other thing that This is interesting because it didn't make me feel low, but I'm just going to put it in this low category. But when I was having a conversation with the bus group chat, you know, Jaleesa was just putting me onto the fact that like that realm that they're like looking for me. And I've known that for some time because like I've been getting tugs from my altar and my like my dreams have been fucking ludicrous. Tisa, I've been telling you all about them.
Yeah.
So it didn't make me feel low, but I don't know what other category to put that in. It didn't make me feel some type of way. I'll say it like that.
Spirits had you feeling type of way.
Yeah.
Spirits getting spicy, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey,
they've
yo.
Been spicy.
They are. It's a very spicy period.
They're not being nice anymore.
They've been chilling on me.
They're like, y'all niggas is hard-headed. Right, exactly. Wake up.
I'm getting slammed. Boom.
All right. So have there been any wrongs done to you?
No.
Nah, no wrongs.
No, hey, other than that car shit.
That's a blessing. Yeah, fuck them niggas.
Bro. Yeah.
They need to get on their job.
Yeah. And I've been coping by walking. I've been coping with all the car shit by walking. I've been walking and venting about it while walking. Yeah.
You gotta talk to God outside.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what would you define the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
The biggest challenge I'm facing right now is memorizing the lines for this show that's next week. that is, you know, I have no one to blame but myself, but I also know I memorize things quickly. Like, just give me 2 hours and I'll have it down solid. That's going to be my prioritized task when I go to work tonight. And then the other biggest challenge I'm facing right now is going to be wrapping up this episode to get to work on time.
Big facts. Okay. So, miracle question. If everything in your life right now, all your issues is wiped away, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm gravy, baby.
How much fun are you having and what difference are you making, my guy?
I'm gravy. I'm a Upper East Sider, living my best. my best. You know, I'm.
You know
what I mean. I'm a upper. If all my problems were gone, I am now an upper.
He needs to speak to the manager.
That's right. It's giving. It's giving very much. You know.
It's giving Brooklyn is his child.
That's right. Period. That's the only. Yeah. All of that. Yes, and I'm having a lot of fun in my bougie NYC life because it's lit.
I got a penthouse drawn on a poster board.
You see what I'm saying? Okay.
But no.
And I'm not making a difference in the world other than just having more fun, you know?
Yo, honestly, I think about it sometimes. Just like, you don't really got to do shit, but kind of just be here.
Yeah. I mean,
shine your light and other people will gravitate.
Precisely.
And see what it is.
I don't know who said it best, but somebody was like, all I gotta do is stay black and die, and you know.
For real.
Hey.
Yeah, man. Okay. So, I guess now we're gonna get into the ball drop.
Mm-hmm.
We have to keep hope alive during these times, so here at the New York Dose, every week is New Year's as we watch the spherical light fall.
Yes. I wanna know, what is y'all's goals for next week? Let's start with you, Tease.
Oh, on the spot. Goals for next week. I'm actually in the process of working towards like my next review board. Derek, you and I were speaking. So a big move is on the horizon for me. So next week, just getting things lined up with regards to that. But on like a personal note, I think just continuing to challenge myself to just be present and to enjoy the fact that we're like in this holiday season. It's the end of the year. Like, I can't believe that. So just enjoying every moment that I have.
Yes, they say it's the most wonderful time of the year. How about you two?
most expensive. Are we on
that part? Are we on who?
Who are we on?
You.
Oh shit. Okay. Goals for next week. So solidifying this rent for my spot now for January and my spot that I'm moving into for February.
Lit.
Okay.
So I'm trying to secure all of that before like this month is over with. So okay. That's the goal for the next couple weeks. I gotta bang out some songs for some people that I've been slacking on, but they'll be alright. And that's pretty much it right now. Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. Adeloso, what are your goals for next week?
Oh, the same old, as I carry this beer in my hand. you know, just, Even though I have been working out in my room, though, but I just still haven't been to the gym, you know?
I mean, that's cool.
But I am looking for, I've been thinking about the Stairmaster a lot because I do have a love-hate relationship. Well, not love, hate, love, and kind of don't like Stairmaster, but I really do enjoy it. So my goal is to just keep on that. And yeah, trying to organize, you know, because I, like you said, like things are coming in, things are picking up a little bit, so trying to balance that schedule and like get that organized and stuff.
I feel that. I have been, it got colder, so I have not been running outside. What I've been doing is I've been dancer-sizing in my room. And, you know,
I love
the twerking is one of the routines for 32 counts. And, and it's been lit. You know, I just do a little 30-minute dance-size, and I just be all sweaty by the end. And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing a lot. I'm
doing the same 32 count for 30 minutes? It straight, because that is obscene.
No, that would fucking weird me the fuck out. You know, it swaps and switches, you know, it's a lot of improv. But it is given HIIT workout. It is given every part of the body, absolutely, you know, every part of the room. The bed is used, the dresser is used, the legs go up where they land. It's giving full experience, absolutely.
I forgot what we was talking about.
This reminds me of the time during the pandemic that you and RJ came to the basement and I turned that shit into a club, bitch.
No, that shit did turn into a club. I will never forget.
Only way to do it.
That shit was crazy.
And I was dancing on the bed, on the couch, on the dresser.
Yes, it gave full experience just like that, just minus the liquor.
Hilarious.
My other goal is to just also, you know, I want to keep that up and just work out even more, just add on something else to that. Also, I want to get a grasp on these shifts before they get a grasp on me. I have, because it's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. But I'm not complaining. I'm like, let me.
Right, because you were talking that shit.
Right.
Say, hey, don't take this wrong.
Okay. Okay, because they definitely came.
Organizing.
Yeah.
Get it together.
And then also, my other goal is to just deliver a bomb ass show for next week. So,
you know. I may or may not come. I'm hoping that I don't get scheduled for Sunday.
Okay.
Because I'm already taking off Friday. So, hopefully.
All right.
It ain't a lot going on, but if it's not, I'll be there.
Let us know. It's a really fun show. I can definitely say
that. I
was
almost in it.
Oh, that would have been cute. I think Hassan is in it. We haven't been at the same rehearsal together, but I saw like a brother record him.
I think he is in it.
Not you not knowing if Hassan is in it.
I have not been at, because it's different times. Yeah. Okay. All right, we're gonna move over to our gems. All right, and this is where we drop a gem. Two, do you have a gem for us?
I'm gonna take a page out of Nike book real quick and say just do it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When it comes to your dreams or anything that you want in life, do it afraid, you know, do it tired, do it hungry, do it all that. Just do it.
I love that. Love that. What about you, T's? You don't have to have a gem if you don't have one, but do you?
I think stay committed to yourself. And don't be afraid to live your truth, and don't be afraid to go against the grain and live out loud. As long as you are staying true to who you are, that's the best that you can do.
Yes.
A word. Adeloso?
I thought about this today, and it's watch how you joke on yourself and others. Don't laugh.
Yes, but yes. True. When you be OD. On yourself.
And I spoke about this on my Insta story a little bit, because I was like, I cope. Sometimes that's one of my coping. I have dark humor. You know, it's the cancer in me. But also, like, all my friends around me, like, that's how we cope, too. Like, we be OD, and it's just hilarious. But then also, it's just, like, I did, you know, I'm into the astrology universe and all that, the energy, like... We all, like, I don't know if you guys feel it. The energy is very sensitive right now.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on, so it's, like... You do have to watch your words, because, you know, words still have energy. There's still power. in words. So I think that was a reminder for me, and I want to share with you all, because it's true. Like, sometimes I be ODing, like, what I be saying, I'm like, damn, that was kind of OD. And then, you know, you never know if that shit is just manifesting, like, somewhere without you knowing.
And is this the moment when you start watching yourself crying? Because you was talking mad shit about yourself to yourself, and you just watch yourself cry?
But it does make me laugh.
Not being like, your own biggest bully.
But it makes me laugh. So yeah, just watch how you joke on yourself and others, and other people too, because some people be ODing and then you're like left like, damn, that kind of hurt. Mm-hmm. But then they be like, oh, I'm just joking. It's like, but nah, that's
no.
No, exactly. And I do believe some jokes have some truth in it.
Oh yeah, having truth.
I always say jokes have at least 20% of truth in them.
If I said it, there was some truth in that bitch. I didn't mean it to hurt you.
Right.
So just be mindful. Still joke, but just be mindful, you know, just be mindful. Yeah,
I love it. And mine is, I don't know, I think this might have been a conversation that Danielle and I were having like a week ago, but just this like idea, I don't know if y'all remember like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers theme song from the first one, where they be like, right, exactly. And then you know how they be like, it's morphing time. Yeah. So like, I don't know, for some reason, like, we were talking and then we were just like, it's morning time. And like, I was like, I'm just gonna wake up every day and say that. I'm just gonna be like, it's morning time, and then just like snap right into the day, you know, which goes into that's my alarm going off, which goes off into some other things that I was saying. Oh, that we're gonna say, Tease, you started to touch some things that you were basically talking about, like how to control your like your inward environment using like outward tools. I'll just say that in a nutshell.
Yeah,
and that's also like a form of like the many playlists that I established. So like I have a whole wake up playlist full of music that gets me into the mood of the day for when I first wake up, because I know that I wake up groggy, but like that instantly snaps me into shape. But like even having like little mantras like that, will definitely help you as well. And we'll get into that in detail in a hot second, but we have to move over to our affirmations. If anybody has any affirmations to share.
I don't have no affirmations this week, personally.
I have one really quick. I accept all of me with love.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Necessary.
I wish I had one, but I don't.
No, it's fine. My affirmation actually comes from somebody brought this to my attention from the other show that I have, Wood Morning, with Hassan. I guess we were talking about like heroin, and I was basically like, I've never done it before, but I can do anything that I want. And but somebody took that like out of context and was like, I really love what you said here. And then they like repeated it back to me, and then I thought about it and I was like, that is fucking epic. Like, I've never done it before, but I can do anything that I want, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that's kind of my subconscious thought when I just walk around in life, you know, it's like, even though I've never done shit, I'll fucking do it if I want to.
And they tell me that I could do what I want to too.
You're right, absolutely. We just spoke about this. So yeah, that's my one affirmation. All right, we're gonna go into tacos. Oh, before we go into tacos really quickly, I just remembered that I have treats for you, Tease. I have your pepper spray. Oh, ooh, it's illegal. Put it away quickly. it's illegal in Addy. I forgot that I had a little Hawaii souvenir.
Another
for you.
One?
I gave you one.
You're a liar. You're fake.
Wait, what did I give
another
you before?
Another one?
Cute little pineapple.
Oh, yeah, this one's not for you.
You're fake.
You thought of me twice? you went to Hawaii again?
Spray. You need to get me a fucking pet spray. I'd be trooping it from fucking Watch Heights to Brooklyn every fucking day.
Well, closed mouth never gets fed.
That's yours. I'm not taking nobody else's good. But I'm going to get that, though.
Yeah. I just,
Just dive right into tragos.
Tragos.
Which is made for Latinos. Tragos is a drinking card game your abuelita would not approve of. Each box holds 109 ridiculously true Latino reference cards designed with unique categories to get La Fiesta started. Drink and play responsibly. Let's get it.
Okie dokie. So we're going to go around really quickly and just do these cards. Let's start with you two.
Oh, getting right into it, Dad. Mm-hmm. All right, but let's see. If your grandma is racist as fuck, take 3 sips.
I love that.
Racist as fuck, but when I was younger, my grandma used to threaten to burn my hair.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
But you know, it was a joke. You know, like the jokes that we were talking about.
I go air my family
because she smoked cigarettes, so she'd just be like, "I'm gonna burn it," and I'm burning because you know it was curly, it was out there, and it looked. She said it looked like a pahong, which is like crazy and out there and not tamed. Oh, so that's a little racist. So I'm gonna take two sips, not three, because she's not as fucked.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tease.
Pick two types of Latino cuisine. Everyone votes on which one is better. The group with the least votes takes four sips.
Okay.
Also, fuck me. Why did I say Latino?
I was gonna say cheese.
We were both.
Where are you from? Latino? The fuck?
Because I thought that shit said crew. Like my, I'm tired. So that, I was like a Latino.
Latino? Latin? Who the fuck are these people? She said Latino. but yes, take it away. Yeah, you have to present the two dishes.
So I just picked two dishes.
Mm-hmm. Two dishes.
I need two. The first thing that comes to my mind are empanadas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, boom. That was like
the third. And arroz blanco con habichuela.
Okay, so yes. Now we have to vote on which one we fuck with more. I'm going for empanadas.
Arroz blanco con habichuelas.
That's classic. Arroz blanco con habichuela. That's a classic.
That's okay. A classic. And then the group with the what votes has to do what?
The group with the least votes takes four sips, but two didn't vote. Right?
Yeah.
He didn't. It might be a tie. He's ready to
say. I was about to say, it's low key a tie. Yeah.
It's low key a tie.
Yeah, I'm fucking with the empanadas. But I'll take a sip.
So everyone
takes sips. So we just all take sips. Amazing.
It's just like the arroz, habichuelas. I go with anything. Mm-hmm. For real. Yes. Food. But empanadas, though.
Empanadas. I love me a fucking
I don't say
empanadas,
I say patelitos.
But yeah, it is like, you know, a couple ways to say it. Mm-hmm. I just go off what my grandma served me, you feel me?
Come on now. Abby.
All right, so mine is Tragos Round. Mm. Play a Spanish song and pick a player in the group to dance to it. If they skip, they take a shot.
Okay.
All right, let me play a little song. Let's see what I can play. We're going to do
Latino.
Latino song.
We love a good Latino song.
This is the first guy that comes to my mind. I feel like I played this. El Alfa. Dominican reggaeton dembow out here. If y'all don't know, he's like everywhere. He's everywhere right now. He just did Madison Square Garden, which is really big. Dominican artist coming to the States to do Madison Square Garden? Okay, who's dancing? Who's dancing? Gotta have tease. Gotta have tease. Tease or take a shot. Hey.
Oh, you can't make it drop like that.
You can do it in your seat. You can do it in your seat.
Hey.
I love it. I love it. All right, my other card is...
Not your turn.
I have two.
We all have two. We all only read one.
Open up.
Get with the flow. Okay. I'm just going to skip this one. This says, pick two Spanish TV theme songs. Everyone vote. Yeah, I'm skipping it. This one says, most likely two. On three, everyone point at the player they think is the biggest chismosa. Winner takes four sips.
Addie, what is that?
Gossiper.
Mm-hmm. You know that one, huh? You learned that from ladies who bronche. Because they don't have a section.
No, actually, I learned this from, okay, let's just keep going before it gets awkward. Yeah. So on three, we're going to point
to... Wait, who you learned it from?
Sofrito speaks. Okay. I forgot the name for a hot second. But yes, okay, on three, we're going to point to the player that we think is the biggest chismosa. Winner takes four sips, the biggest gossiper in the land. All right, here we go. On three. One, two, three.
Consensus.
Nah, fuck out of here.
General consensus then. You only pointed at someone else because you couldn't point at yourself.
Derek tried to point at me. But nah, we team up to each other.
We do. But now fuck out of here, because I feel like, see, I'm like the Chamber of Secrets.
This is a hard question, yeah, because there's really no gossiper in here.
Yeah, like I don't really be gossiping. I just be absorbing. I know, man.
Now what I will say, niggas do be gossiping to us.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
I know mad shit for no reason. Right.
That's what I'm saying. I know mad shit. Yeah, I know mad shit.
I know right now.
But beautiful. All right, two. Do your second card.
I got a Thragos round. All right, bet. So for the next round of turns, pick a player to speak with a Latino country accent. So I gotta pick a player to speak with a Dominican accent every time they talk, and if they mess up, they take a shot. So Derek,
yes,
you guys talk like you a man from Dominican Republic every time you speak until the Thragos is done.
Okay, papi. Okay, whatever you say, papi. Next. Or should I say, cha 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 cha?
That's crazy.
Yo.
That's wild. This nigga is wild.
You, first of all, you sounded Puerto Rican / Cuban. That's not Dominican at all. This is Dominican. You gotta be like, que lo que, mani, dímelo, dímelo, dímelo.
Dímelo, dímelo.
Like, dímelo, mani, que lo que hay, que lo que hay.
Que lo que, que lo que.
Oh, yeah, papi.
Say, tamo aquí, tamo aquí.
Tamo aquí, tamo aquí.
Tranquilo.
All right, so mine's second one is, if you ever gotten money from a relative as a kid and your parents said, ven para guardártelo. Only to never see the money again, take 2 cents.
What that mean?
Guardártelo is like when you get money when you're young and then your parents are like, come, I'ma hold it. I'ma hold it for you. I'ma save it for you. But you never see it again.
I was looking for
everyone
that shit.
Everyone took 2 sips after Derek.
I was looking for that shit too.
Okay. I was looking for that shit.
I come back around like, yo, I want to buy some shit. It's like, hey, mom, let me get my $20. Like,
bang interest.
Let you get your what? What $20? Like, right. Damn, nigga.
That shit was mine.
That's like,
yes.
Yeah. All right. So my second one says, take turns naming telenovela plot twist. Whoever repeats an answer or takes too long takes 5 sips.
Like, yeah. Phrases? Like when there's a plot twist, like what they say? Or
yeah, like I guess, you know, plot twist, and then just name what it is. And if you take too long to like hit us with a plot twist, use 5 sips.
I'm just so thinking who wants of to phrases, like that they say when shit turns left. One of them is, Auxilio, auxilio. And that's like, help, help.
Plot twist.
Or like, you just see like the zoom in and they're like, ¿qué?
El bebé no es mío.
No es mío.
Oh. Yeah, okay, like, okay. You know. And then, oh, okay, I got one. Wait, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Go for it.
No me diga.
That's a good one. That's good.
Learned that one from in the Heights.
I'm crying. All right, I wasn't watching them shits. So I'm gonna let you know right now. So I'm the sipper.
Okay.
Sip a cold one. All right, Adeloso, your last card. Oh, that was it.
That was it.
All right.
Yeah.
Let. Okay. Off to the last section of the show. This is our higher vibration handbook of how to's going with the flow. So I just want to go around really quickly and ask you folks how you all go with the flow.
I'll let T start.
Okay. Go with the flow by taking deep breaths. So I was taught this practice. When you are inhaling, you say just, and when you exhale, say breathe. And that's all you have to do. So if you're going with the flow and you remember to be present, just breathe.
Okay.
Boom. All right. So piggybacking off of what T said, as far as being in the present, because I'm actually reading a book right now called The Power of Now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sitting on this book for like 5 months. But yeah, the book is basically about remaining present. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's how you stop all of those feelings of anxiety and the feeling that you get from dwelling on the past and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Of wishing things were
different,
you know? So, yeah, that's just been a practice that I've been trying to incorporate, or not even trying to, because to try is to fail, if you ask me. But what I've been incorporating in my life is being present, and how I do that is just taking account of, like, everything that's around me, you know what I'm saying? And incorporating different things into my life, like not saying that I'm waiting for anything or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? Just like I'm enjoying being here where I am right now. And so, yeah, that's been helping me to go with the flow, because it's just like whatever the fuck is going on, it's cool, you know? Like even today, all confuzzled and shit, everything happening. I took the wrong, I like got off at the wrong train station, had to take a longer walk than I expected, all types of shit. And I'm just like, you know, it's all good.
Everything's fine. Everything's burning.
Exactly. I'm like that dog. I'm like that dog in the house, except the fact that the house is on fire is cool too.
Yeah.
So
I love that meme.
Who doesn't love a little heat?
Okay.
Love a little heat. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it. Hey, Adelosa, what about you? How do you go with the flow?
I mean, piggybacking off of two and tease two is just, you know, breath work and the breathing helps, but sometimes when that doesn't help, the mirror situation helps. I mean, I'm not crying in front of it, but you're just like, I think the other day I like forced myself to smile in front of the mirror. I felt so dumb. Like I felt a little bit dumb and silly, but I forced myself and it helped.
What did you realize?
Wait, hold on. Sorry. While you're still on that note, one of the cutest things that I've ever done. Sorry, as I just pat myself on the back. But with my Italian bae, back in the day, he was having a really like just hard night. Like we were both this is like a movie. This is like a moment that was like a movie that I have to put in some type of play. But we were actually at Output. We were out clubbing. And then he just started having this like freak out like on the dance floor. So we both kind of like, well, he like ran outside and I like ran out after him and I was like, what's going on? And this is like when our feelings were kind of just like first budding for each other. Aww. And like he was like telling me like da da da. And at first like he didn't, and I was like, you can like you can talk to me like da da da. And then he was just like so upset, and but like, you know, like he told me, and then after he was like done venting, he was so like upset about it. And I was like, okay, I want you to do something for me. I was like, you're gonna feel really dumb, but do it anyway. And then he was like, what do you want me to do? Because you know the accent and shit. Who just gets me what? And I was like, you're gonna feel really dumb. I was like, smile. And he was like, what? He was like, I don't want the fucking smile right now. And I was like, just do it. And then he did it. And then he was like, oh my god, oh my god. It was me.
No, literally, it just comes out. Like I start laughing after, and then you just feel lighter, you know. So that's one thing, going with the flow, and just like keep reminding myself, like I'm okay, like I'm doing the best that I can right now. Repeating those words, like, don't think of later, don't think of the past, think of now. Like repeating those words in my head. And
can I chime in really quick?
Yeah.
So right before my birthday, I had a coworker of mine pass away suddenly. She got into an accident. No. And it was the first time that I had to deal with like losing a coworker. I had in the past, but it was after we had stopped working with each other. And experiencing that right before my birthday, when I was already in this reflective state of just being really grateful for everything that I accomplished in that previous chapter and already walking into feeling phenomenal for this next chapter, it really put into perspective, because you hear it all the time, like, value this moment, like the present is all you have, but there was nothing that could have really enforced that and really drove it home the way that it did, where I'm like, how dare I wake up and be upset about anything? Just the fact that I get to take another breath in this person who was 24, who probably thought she had the world ahead of her. She probably had things that she thought she was going to do next week, that she was going to do next year. Right. She had a 5-year plan, and all of that just flew out of the window for me. And I said, it's literally not guaranteed. All that you have is literally the moment that you're sitting inside of. And realizing the power and the fact that you'll never be younger than this current moment, right? Like, I get into this space sometimes where I'm like, I want to hold on to my youth. This is it, right? Because I'll never be younger than this moment.
Yep.
So I just wanted to share. You know, be in my bag. Water signs.
Period. No, absolutely.
Sending love to you and her family, too.
Thank you.
That's another thing that book touched on, too, though, where it's just like people often think about the past and the future and shit, and it's just like those times don't actually exist, you know what I'm saying? They only exist inside of your mind. Mm-hmm. It's like actual time and then mental time.
Right.
The only thing that's actually happening is what's happening right now.
And like, I don't know where this falls in line with that, but like, because it kind of sounds like a different concept, but it's actually like the same concept. But I remember the first time that I saw something in media that represented like how I experienced like time. Mm. Because before that, I just sound crazy, but was when I don't know if any of you saw the movie Interstellar. But Interstellar, fucking phenomenal movie. It's like one of those, like, you know, like the Oscar.
It's sci-fi now.
It is. It's definitely sci-fi. Like, deals with space and like all these things. And you know, like when you travel to different planets, it's like
different times.
Yeah. We gotta watch.
We could do that on it. Yeah, that's the next one. Yeah, facts.
That's exactly what's gonna happen. That's what it's gonna be. But anyway, so in Interstellar, it's gonna be difficult to explain, but what I'm just gonna say is that they realize that all time happens at the same time. Yeah. Time is like it's not like linear or anything like that. It's just like all happening like at once. Exactly. So it's like you're experiencing like the past and the future as you're also experiencing the present, which is why like I think recently I was telling you that I've been having these moments when like I zoom in and come, you know what I mean? It's because it's happening.
You've been doing that too.
I've been doing that too. I swear, and it's crazy because like we haven't even been speaking about spiritual shit lately, but like I've been...
No, but I think that the root of that is exactly what you started to say where, and we might all sound wild, but I agree, like, all of those times do exist at the same time because you literally are the host for what's physically happening in this realm, and then... In my mind, right, but it's like literally because my mind is marinating on some shit that happened to me five years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No,
but then like in a split second, I'm like, but what do I have to do next week?
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fucked up because like that's why like you know like traumas and triggers are also so strong because you can instantly be snapped back to that moment because that moment is technically still happening. You know what I mean? Like it's very interesting.
Do you know that physiologically, and I learned this and it made me deal with trauma so much easier, that physiologically something happens to like your actual muscles, right?
Yes. Muscle so memory too, yeah.
Yeah, there's muscle memory attached to trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when I realized that you could undo it by like literally releasing that tension, like I was like, what?
Yeah. Some people sometimes
you have to actually like you have to.
Yeah. Some people that have experienced like let's just say like physical, like sexual, like abuse and things like that. There are special types of masseuse.
Yeah, that massage work and body work. Yeah, exactly. It's so intimately interwoven.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because for me, I realized that it's not surface level. So now when things happen, I can acknowledge it. And I'm like, it is still surface level. Let's undo this and address it now. As opposed to childhood trauma where I'm like, I need a Reiki master to get that shit out of my back.
For real though. There's a book called Your Body Keeps the Score. You know about that book?
I don't know why I pointed to you like I did know, but I'm like, now I want to look it up.
Yeah, that's what that was.
That's exactly why I said that. It's called Your Body Keeps the Score, something similar to that. You look that shit up, you'll be able to find the book that I'm talking about. But it talks about all of that, how like trauma and shit is stored inside of the body, you know what I'm saying? And I've even experienced it myself. And it's like releasing that trauma from your body helps so much in addition to doing like the psychological work and all of that.
I have a question though. Do we think that like, so the same way that a masseuse would do body work and manipulation to get rid of trauma, do we think that there's this possibility that something like a hug, like that it can undo it? Because I wonder if that's why I crave that.
Yes. Physical touch is healing. Yeah.
I've helped undo some shit just through like skin to skin contact, like a baby. Type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've helped someone through some shit like that. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. My way of going through going with the flow is two things. One, and I say them all the time on this show, but like one is definitely like my whole Alice in Wonderland theme, where it's like the bitch is like lost in the fuck all the time. It's literally my fucking mind. I'm sure that's embedded within me. The bitch is lost in the woods. She don't know where she's going. The Cheshire cat pops up out of nowhere, and you know she's like, I'm lost. He's like, where are you going? She's like, I don't know. And he's like, well then any road will get you there, right? Yeah. So it's like you literally just got to keep walking, and that is really in me. Like I be walking, like I be going with the motherfucking flow of life, you know, with like little plans in my head, like of course, but I don't get like thrown off whenever like something doesn't go my way, per se, in quotes, you know.
I'm glad that you said that, because like I don't want the whole concept of us talking about going with the flow to like stop people or like make them shy away from making plans,
right?
Such, you know what I'm saying? Because like definitely have plans for yourself.
It's just, absolutely,
like, right.
Don't be so attached to your plans that you can't appreciate what's going on right now.
Don't be so attached to the outcome of
exactly.
your plans.
And then the other thing that I always talk about is circle of concern versus circle of influence, which I'm just going to like read a quick thing super quickly, because I know for as long as I've been talking about it, half of y'all ain't even look it up yourselves yet. So... really quickly, the circle of concern is in the book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and Stephen in that book talked about this concept, and it basically includes like the wide range of concerns that you have in your work and life, including health, family, finances, national debt, etc. Everything you include inside the circle is a concern and matters to you, and everything outside the circle is of little or no concern to you. The challenge with the circle of concern is you start to realize some of the things you are concerned about are outside of your control, and some are within your control. For example, you may be concerned about the health of a family member or the economy. However, can you really do anything about it? This is why it's important to identify your circle of influence within your circle of concern. Your circle of influence are the things that concern you that you can do something about. For example, you may be worried about climate change, i.e. circle of concern. However, what can you do about it, i.e. circle of influence? Then there's also the circle of control. The circle of control kind of goes within the circle of concern and the circle of influence. It's just like a tinier circle within those two things. And it just makes it clearer to the article of The Power of Choice. So knowing about the circle of concern and influence, it basically, you know, we're challenged with like, what are we going to do with like this knowledge? You know what I mean? Things like, oh, you know, like you're sad about, you know, like where you are weight wise versus you're sad about the weather. There's one of those things that you can control. You know what I'm saying? So we have to start focusing our attention to the things that we do have control over, like certain like moods that we might get into, certain, you know, like goals or like habits or like things like that. And the quicker that you're able to identify what you do and do not have control over, the quicker that you'll realize where you can and cannot go with the flow in life. And like this literally just like lives inside of me, you know.
I was gonna say don't get sad but feel your feelings. What I was gonna say is, isn't it wild when you get to a point where within your mind, for some of us, you get to a place where you genuinely believe that you can change things like
the weather.
No bullshit. On my last trip,
everything.
My last trip to Mexico, it was raining when I landed, and I was so committed to my belief that the sun was going to come out that within not even a rain dance, within the 30-minute drive from the airport to the resort, I kid you fucking not, 10 minutes into the drive, because I wasn't shook when I landed. I was like,
yes,
it's going to clear. Like, I swear to God, I just kept saying that. I was like, the sun is going to come out. The sun is going to come out. The sun is going to come out. 10 minutes into the drive, that fucking sun came out. I started screaming in the car. I'm like, I told you.
Bitch said, I'm Storm. I control the weather. I'm a weather witch. Yeah, so everybody tap in. Don't be afraid to go with the flow. Still make plans, even though you are going to go with the flow. And there's many different ways to go with the flow, as we have all listed here. But this brings us to the end of the episode. Yes. You may have noticed that the tea, current news, and entertainment sections have disappeared from this show, but trust and believe they are still around. Join us on Instagram Live Saturdays at 1:30 p.m. for a show we call Today's Dose. That's where we'll be getting into the hot topics for the week and much more. So set your alarms and don't miss out. You can find me at DJSJ614 on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me at Adeloso09 on Instagram.
You can find me at OMGIT on Instagram.
You can find me at TWO32 on Instagram.
And you can find us at The New York Dose any and everywhere. This episode was produced by the board of The New York Dose, hosted by the Carbon Dioxide Network. Our audio engineer and editor is me. Photos were actually predominantly taken by me today. Adeloso, did you do any? No. Oh,
we were rushing and you just did it on your phone because you wanted the 3 camera.
Yeah. Shout out to the rest of the team. Hassan, Teek, Jilu, Lenny, Hani Elise, and Alexis. Wanna be a guest? Ew. Want something advertised? Wanna chill with us? Just let us know. And don't ever be afraid to stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby. Aye.
What I say, it's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga, you'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.